Aaron Purcell, pens are poised here. What's your best for the day?
Von Mystic's the best horse. He looks like he's going to race it. He should be winning.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Von Mystic a half in front. Amarok's getting close. Von Mystic, Amarok. Von Mystic, just.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Here we go. And a winner yesterday for Bryce McGay. Magnificent effort on the early mail. Did pay $1.50, but
Was it $1.50, Chance?
Yes.
Come on, Bryce.
In the seventh yesterday, good effort by Bryce to get on the board. I think he just wanted one on the board because it's been a very lean sum for Bryce. And
yes.
I think Mac has only had one winner. So
he's had 12 attempts, so he's bound to get one.
Yes, finally. We saluted yesterday with Bryce McGain. Great effort. Racing today is at Sandown and Moe. We're going to go to Sandown first to check out the track conditions. First race there at 4 p.m. And Tim Bailey joins us on the line. Morning, Tim.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. How are we looking in terms of the track conditions today? What did it come up as?
Yeah, we've got a good four this morning. Obviously, with the latest start, as normal for these twilights, we're putting on a little bit of irrigation today. So 8 a.m. guys will start with our boom irrigators and put on 5 millimetres around the entire circuit. Should just keep it in that good four range that hopefully gets an upgrade to a three some stage later in the afternoon.
And the rail today as well?
Rail out three. It was true last Wednesday, so just pushed it out three. Basically got off any wear and tear from last week, so should provide a good, consistent surface across.
Looking forward to racing later on this afternoon. Thanks, Tim. Enjoy the afternoon. Tim Bailey joining us there from Sandown. So racing on a good four there, but expected to get to a good three at some stage. To Moe now, where we start a little earlier today, 11:30. Race one at Moe, and Paul Graham, track manager there, joins us this morning. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are we going today?
Very well. In terms of the irrigation, I suppose lucky this meeting isn't in a day or two because there'd be plenty more going on. But what have we rated this morning?
Yeah, no, we've come in at a good four ourselves. Pano was 4.99, rails out five, which is, five out from the tree the last time we ran.
Now, I don't know when the next meeting at Moe is after today, but how much irrigation do you have to put down over the next few days? Because we're looking at 39 tomorrow and 42 on Friday. It's a hot week.
It's a hot one, yeah. Look, we'll only be going out with the minimum after this meeting because we've got jump outs in the morning. But then from then on, we'll be going out with about 10 mil per night.
Yep.
And just keep ticking her along. So... we've put plenty out before this meeting and we're going to put plenty out after it as well.
Good stuff. Paul Graham, thanks for your time this morning down there at Moe.
Thank you. Cheers.
Paul Graham, the Moe track manager. Now Tom Haystow to get back on that promo and get you a winner. Make it 3 from 3 on a hat-trick.
Yes, I'm looking for something, aren't I, Maisie? But we've got David Eustace on the line. Are you there, David?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good.
All right, you've got a few in today. We'll start with Kardashian. Is she going to run today? I noticed you had her in at Pakenham nominated as well.
Yeah, and this is a couple of scratchings. She'll go to Pakenham tomorrow.
Okay, so she'll go tomorrow. So you've got another one in today as well. Street Icon, one first start. She looks a smart filly.
Yeah, we think she's on the improve. She's well-related. She's a harter, good sprinter of ours at Kenking. Bred Cool Bonds Away. He's obviously still racing very well in the company. So he was a late developer, and so she won her first start quite comfortably, albeit in a poor race. And she obviously steps dramatically up in grade today and has got to go from maiden company first time at handicap. But she worked well last week, and we'd be hopeful she'll run a good race.
And you've got a couple in today at Moe as well. We'll start with Gran Bernini. Had a couple of trials. First start, 6th of 6th. No luck in that one?
No. He's just quite an awkward going horse. He tries to get it all done in one breath and in over too quick. So we've worked hard trying to get him to relax. And hopefully he's a natural pace over 1,000. He might be able to just slot in and get a bit of cover, but look, he needs to improve his racing manners if he's going to win.
That's always can be an issue, Maisie, can't it, with having some first starters. But you've got another one as well in race 4, Snits and Gliss with Mickey D on board.
Again, probably needs to improve. Well-related. Was third behind quite a smart horse, Clinton McDonald's, albeit been a long way. He looks to have improved a little bit this prep, but not a huge amount.
So if you're steering us into something today, I'm under pressure to find a winner.
Sounds like you rang the wrong
person. What's your best?
Look, Street Icon is our best. Yep. I do think she's in what is quite a competitive race, but if she doesn't win today, she will be winning races and, you know, maybe ring me in a couple of starts time.
Okay.
She might be 250 and I can tell her she'll win, but she'll give you a run for your money.
All right.
Magnificent.
Thank you very much, David. Good luck today.
Okay. Cheers.
Street Icon, that's where we're heading today, hey. So race six, number 5, 6:30. So
each way, disclaimer? Each way?
Yeah, no, we can do this. Yeah, we each can do way. Each way. No problem about that.
Each way.
Especially after a $1.45 winner yesterday for Bryce. Not quite sure about that. Some feedback off the SMS. $1.45 favourite doesn't count, surely. Well, yeah, it does.
He's
on the board.
That's probably my big question mark over that as well. It's $1.45. I'm not having it.
We're going to go each way for you today. Street Icon.
Street Icon, each way.
Race 6, number 5, down at Sandown.